Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably... You know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am too smart. I am too smart. S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend David Dossie back on the show. David is our intellectual property attorney in the Brain Trust and my intellectual property attorney. I'm happy to say he's an intellectual property professional. We used to call him patent attorneys. Now they're IP attorneys. And he's here to talk to us about a very important aspect of intellectual property strategy. David, welcome back.
Jim, thanks for having me.
It's good to have you back. You're always welcome here. Timing. Why now, folks, over the years, as you know, in fact, the reason David is on my show is because he heard me talking about this. He was one of the people who was listening to my show many years ago. And he called me and hauled me. He called me out on a couple of things that he didn't think I got right on the show. We were talking about intellectual property. So I guess I got points for talking about it, but I didn't get points for giving some bad advice, apparently. And he called me out on it. I said, well, heck, you come back and do it. And so we've been having a good time ever since. He's done a great job of talking to us about how to develop an intellectual property strategy, how to recognize it and how to do it. But what has timing got to do with it, David?
Well, you know, over the years, we've tried to flag for your listeners the most common intellectual property mistakes. And thinking about the upcoming show, I thought, well, we've never talked about timing and how mm-hmm. critical timing is, because one of the most common mistakes I see once you get past the hidden IP provisions and contracts and those things that we've talked about many, many times is the fact that small businesses put off coming to see an IP attorney until something is urgent. And when it's urgent, it's far too late.
Mm-hmm.
And you get too far down the road with the project before thinking about IP, and it's almost always going to cost you more money, cost you more time, and create huge headaches.
Put your idea in jeopardy on many levels, not just from a competitive level, but from a regulatory level. You could really set your whole operation back, couldn't you?
Well, and nothing happens fast when it comes to intellectual property, and we'll talk about faster and slower later. But
well, that's what I mean. I mean, if you got a project that you're working on that you feel like you need to protect, or you discover you need to protect it, and you've waited too long, but you're ready to launch, there are actually timing prohibitions. I mean, there's the foreclosure aspect of some intellectual property once you commercialize something. I mean, there's all kinds of challenges if you aren't out in front of where you need to be on intellectual property. You could get yourself into a bind.
Absolutely. And this is one of those situations where I have to give you credit that when you're thinking of a new service offering, generally surrounding a book or a training program mm-hmm. or such, you know, you're thinking about protecting that name. You're yep. the rare exception of a client that is doing that a year or more before you plan to launch that product or service. And that's the mindset that more small businesses need to get into.
Well, and folks, I appreciate you saying that, David, but the thing is that all I'm doing is walking the talk. You know, my audience should know now about this as well as I hope they know about other things. When I recommend things to them, I've seen this before. See, I actually got into a foreclosure issue with an employer once, David, where we tried to patent something, and because he'd already been in the marketplace with it, he was foreclosed from patenting it. And I saw the timing challenge back in those days.
On the very simplest extreme is trademarking, and you know, you are trying to come up with a new name for a product or service. You've already developed a website and a logo, and then finally you say, "Oh, well, let's talk to the attorney about protecting it."
Mm-hmm.
And you know, you find out that not only you can't own the name of the product or service just by itself, and that boxes you into a corner. Then I see clients trying to rationalize, okay, well, at least we can own the design mark or what we would call a logo or a stylized mm-hmm. version of the words. But the reality is, if you can't own the words independent of the stylized look and feel of it, you should move on to a different name.
Mm-hmm.
And people don't want, you know, they're already invested. They've got the URL. They've
right.
hired the web developer. They've got the logo.
It's already in that.
And,
But that could still wind up having a problem with somebody who may own what you've been developing. Folks, you gotta get out in front of this. We're gonna talk some more about this with our good friend David Dossie after the break. 20 Tail Stevens.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.